The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The IAB has published its annual report, predicting that in 2021, US podcasting will be a $1 billion market. The organization had $33.2 million of revenue in 2020. $6.4 million of that is from the IAB Tech Lab, who work on the podcast measurement standards. iVoox, the Spanish-language podcast platform, now has 165 exclusive and free iVoox Originals podcasts. Some publishers have seen audience growth of up to 1,000%, the company says, and the platform has registered unstoppable growth, according to their press release. WarnerMedia's Rooster Teeth is profiled in VentureBeat, along with the news that the Roost podcast network is to launch a further 6 shows this year. Podio, a podcast platform based in Beirut in the Lebanon, has completed a funding round. The amount wasn't disclosed. The company makes podcasts and has its own app that aggregates English and Arabic shows. In Adelaide, in Australia, the Pod Fiesta Summit has been announced for May the 10th. 23 speakers have been announced, including me. The website's open for more information. Religion podcasts have the most episodes per series, points out Art19's data director Chad Hollowed. Joe Rogan's been accused of saying something transphobic again. And the weekly Sounds Profitable newsletter will this week publish on Wednesday. If you work in podcast ad tech, subscribe now, get it then. And thank you to Riverside for returning as a gold supporter today, as used by podcasters like Hillary Clinton. It's the easiest way to record podcasts and video interviews in studio quality from anywhere. You can give it a go for free and support us like they do at podnews.net/support. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. RPage, monitoring podcasts that have changed podcast hosting company, now calculates overall totals for each host, which is always fun to watch. Hypercatcher now supports the Podcast Index funding tag. The Podcast Index data dump will now be weekly and now includes the latest audio enclosure URL in the data, which is useful for analysis and, we asked for it. The Podcast Index stats page says it currently includes 1.5 million podcasts. And if you're counting Podcast Industry Insights, with Daniel J. Lewis, says there are 1.9 million podcasts in Apple Podcasts. Wonder when we'll hit 2 million. Cast Coverage, a web-based podcast player, now supports transcripts and chapters. We link to a good example of how it works today in our show notes and our newsletter. And one for the test suite, we found a podcast that has 11,864 episodes in its RSS feed. Wow. And in podcast news, The Bible in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. You might have spotted it as number one in the Apple podcast charts forever. And it's highlighted in the Star Tribune. It's so far been downloaded more than 33 million times. That's 407,000 downloads per episode. It's hosted on Fireside. That's Dan Benjamin's Fireside, not Mark Cuban's Fireside. The host of The Sporkful, Dan Pashman, has invented a new shape of pasta called cascatelli, according to NPR's Planet Money. And Inside.com has launched Inside Business, an entrepreneurship podcast that aims to break down the tough challenges founders and high-powered execs face in today's business world. The goal, they say, is to leave you with actionable advice that you can take with you to move your company onward and upward. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.